Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 14 of Jonah. Today's title is Rescued. Eugene Peterson said, "God doesn't just want to save us from something. He wants to save us for something." A.W. Tozer said, "God does not stop at rescuing us. The purpose of that rescue is to enjoy fellowship with us." Our text today is Jonah 2, verse 10. "And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon dry land." Can you think of a more embarrassing way for a distinguished prophet to arrive on shore than Jonah's experience? I can't. But I assure you, Jonah was grateful for his deliverance and didn't mind it one bit. Peter Williams writes, "Incidentally, this seems to be the only pleasant use of the word vomit in the Bible. But it was a pleasant and wonderful deliverance from the great fish of which Jonah could say, 'Salvation is of the Lord.'" If you were a bystander on the shore and saw this take place, it would appear humiliating. But if you were Jonah, you would be grateful to be rescued no matter how it took place. Let's look deeper at Jonah's rescue. As soon as Jonah repented, God commanded the fish to spit Jonah out on dry ground. John G. Butler expounds on repentance with these words, "Repentance on man's part always brings action on God's part. Twice we see this truth plainly in the book of Jonah. We see it in both Jonah's case here and in Nineveh's case later. Man could solve so many problems in his life if he would only repent of his sins. God is ever waiting and eager to bless man, but so often the blessing is blocked by man's lack of repentance." Jonah repents, and God miraculously saves him. There are two parts to God's rescue. First, God orders the fish to spit Jonah out. Remember, God had appointed the fish to swallow Jonah to begin with. The fish obeyed God's orders and was used by God for the preservation and salvation of Jonah. When we obey God, He can use us powerfully to impact the lives of others around us. If God can use a fish for His glory, He can surely work through His faithful followers. The second part of this miracle is that God orders the fish to spit Jonah out on dry ground. God could have commanded the fish to spit Jonah out in deep water and required him to swim for miles to get to shore. Yet, when Jonah repented, God graciously had the fish take Jonah to the shore before spitting him out. Can you imagine what joy must have flooded Jonah's soul when he realized he was out of the belly of the fish and on dry ground? No more darkness. No more bobbing back and forth in the deep sea. No more floating in the nasty confines of a fish stomach. He was finally free. The trauma of the last 3 days was over. Just imagine Jonah lying there as peace flooded his soul. The joy Jonah felt should be similar to what we all experience the moment Jesus saves our souls. Prior to salvation, we all walked in darkness, locked in the prison of our own sins, facing the penalty of death. Before Jesus saved us, we were sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore. Yet Jesus saved us, as the psalmist declared in Psalm 40, 1-3. "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God." Some questions today. How does your repentance lead to God's rescue? How is the quote by Eugene Peterson that started today's devotion true for both you and Jonah? God doesn't just want to save us from something. He wants to save us for something. Spend some time today thanking God for your salvation and praising Him for rescuing you from your sins. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you that you do rescue us for a purpose. Pray that you would encourage each one of us to seek that purpose and calling, so that when we find ourselves back on dry land, we could head the direction you want us to go. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.